You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Drop and give me 50. Dollars. I mean, give me $50, please? The paradox of commercial martial arts. While on the one hand, an instructor of the martial arts is a classic example of an authority figure, on the other hand, if this instructor owns a commercial martial arts academy, he or she is engaged in an endeavor in which the motto, "the customer is always right," expresses an idea that is also of paramount importance. Who has the authority? The instructor or the customer? How do we resolve this apparent conflict? One of the most persistent tropes in martial arts lore and fiction is that of the surly old martial arts master who lives like a hermit and who begins to be bothered by the persistent entreaties of a young man or woman who wishes to train under him. The old master at first tries to scare off the youngster, usually by physically or verbally abusing them. The aspiring student refuses to be deterred and continues to pester the master. At last, the master seemingly relents, but then saddles the young student with an array of arduous chores, like fetching water, chopping wood, tending crops, and so on. The student patiently endures this as well, and the persistence of the young aspiring martial artist finally wins over the grizzled old master, and the real training begins. This type of behavior by a martial arts instructor makes a great plot for a story, but it's a terrible business model in the modern world. Imagine walking into a modern McDojo to inquire about joining and being told that before enrolling in the class you must first clean the restrooms. Or imagine being ambushed by the owner, who assaults you with a shinai, that's the bamboo sword used in the sport of kendo, bashing you about the head and shoulders in an attempt to drive you away. And of course, that's not going to happen, although I must admit that I have been tempted by a few prospective customers to run them off with a shinai. The tension, however, between customer service and playing the role of an authority figure is still very real in the commercial martial arts world. To me, the modern way to deal with this paradox is to understand and acknowledge that the authority in the relationship must be shared. The final authority rests with the student, for the simple reason that he or she can elect at any time to simply stop attending class, or at least to not renew the membership when the old one lapses. The lesser authority lies with the teacher, and is based on his or her expertise as a teacher and martial artist. The customer cedes authority temporarily to the instructor as a sign of trust in that expertise, trust that the instructor knows better how to conduct the process of martial arts education. Of course, it's possible for either participant to misunderstand and even abuse this mutual arrangement. The student can do so by having unrealistic expectations about the learning process, or by seeking extra instruction time from the instructor without offering extra compensation. The ways the instructor can abuse the relationship are many, varied, and notorious, and will constitute the subject of one or more future podcasts. In my opinion, part of dealing with this paradox lies in the ability of the instructor to read the student. I'm going to concentrate on the adult students here. There's less of a conflict in this sense when teaching children, because in that case, the actual customer is the parent. And most parents, in my experience, are seeking an authority figure for their child. Adult students present a broader array of situations in this regard. What a customer is looking for in a martial arts instructor can vary widely. Some prospective students wisely acknowledge that they are ignorant of the martial arts, and thus enter into the relationship with no preconceived notions. Others, however, have quite preconceived notions about what they think a martial arts instructor should be like, based either on stories told to them by friends or family, or based on favorite characters from fiction. Some might seek as the perfect instructor someone like gentle, soft-spoken blind Master Po in the TV series Kung Fu, or wise Yoda from the Star Wars films, or crusty old Mick from the Rocky movies. Some people want a strict taskmaster. They feel that if they have an instructor who pushes them, they will develop more quickly. Others are offended by being driven hard, feeling more than able to push themselves, and want a calm source of information and advice without what they may perceive as the drama of a drill sergeant hanging over their shoulder. Part of balancing your business sense with your teaching sense is deciding how flexible you are in switching teaching styles to adapt to the customer's desires, and if you are comfortable doing so. Another aspect of this discussion is loyalty. In the business world, we talk about creating customer loyalty. The loyalty stems from the quality of your product. You can lose it if your quality drops off, or if a better product becomes available in your market at a reasonable price. Some instructors, however, demand loyalty, as if they are commanding officers in a military unit. This has always reminded me of Omerta, the mafia code of loyalty. Some schools of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu even use a derogatory term for a student who leaves one instructor to train with another. The word is crianche, and is named for a Brazilian television soap opera character who was notorious for jumping from the bed of one romantic partner to the bed of another, and another, and so on. To demand loyalty in the place of working to deserve loyalty has always struck me as a sign of laziness and fear, rather than one of strength, and is out of place in our culture. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.